The mayor of Athens, Greece, has made a public appeal for people to put aside their fears of terrorism and attend the Olympic Games. Last month's train bombings in Madrid and the war in Iraq have heightened fears about security at this summer's global sporting event. While some Olympic tourists may be wavering, Olympic athletes have no choice. Athens is where they'll try to fulfill lifelong dreams. NPR's Tom Goldman spoke with some about taking part in what terrorism experts say could be the riskiest Olympics ever.
Rulon Gardner reads the paper. He listens to NPR. He knows the world's a volatile place, and he can't wait to go to Athens. We shouldn't really be surprised. At the Sydney Olympics in 2000, Gardner was a mountain of a heavyweight wrestler, fully aware of what everyone was saying about his chances against the legendary Russian Alexander Karelin. No chance. But unknown Rulon Gardner beat Karelin and won the gold medal. What was one of the greatest Olympic upsets of all time was for Gardner an exercise in practicality. He understood the odds and devised a way to beat them. 4 years later, on the subject of security, it's the same approach. He understands the risks, and he'll do what he can to minimize them.
You know, in the athlete's village, I think you can let your guard down and be a little bit more relaxed, but then when you're out in public and everything else, you have to be more focused. You have to be ready for any type of situation.
It is a fine line to walk for an elite athlete, particularly one with a good shot at winning an Olympic medal. On the one hand, they need absolute tunnel vision concerning their event, but as a potential target for terrorists, at times they need to be aware of all that's going on around them. That watchfulness is nothing new to fellow American wrestler Joe Williams. The 29-year-old gold medal contender in the 162-pound division is a veteran international traveler.
My first overseas trip, we went to Iran, and it was an eye-opener about how Americans are viewed or how Americans are treated. So, I mean, that hasn't changed, and it is probably not going to change.
Still, U.S. Olympic officials are planning extra security measures for Athens. A recent Washington Post article quotes U.S. Olympic Security Chief Larry Boondorf as saying that armed marshals are likely on flights taking U.S. Olympians to Greece. Also, athletes are being urged to stay in the athletes' village instead of outside housing and to not wear red, white, and blue uniforms when they leave the village. Wrestler Joe Williams says the safety measures are good enough for him.
There's nothing that we really have to worry about if our coaches tell us it's safe and they have family too, so they're putting themselves in the same situation. So if they can do that, then I can do it as well.
So far, Dr. Sean McCann hasn't had any prospective Olympians come up to him and say they're anxious about Athens. The U.S. Olympic Committee's sports psychologist says it would be uncharacteristic for an elite athlete to focus on the potential for danger.
You have to be able to, as an athlete, look for opportunities rather than looking for trouble. Athletes tend to stay on the offense. If you get too defensive and you get worried about, you know, mistakes you might make in the competition or about what might go wrong in your environment, you're not going to be able to execute well. You're not going to be able to perform well.
But one security source says Olympic athletes actually may have the least to worry about regarding possible terrorism at the Games. The source, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, is involved in security planning for Athens. The person says Olympic venues and athlete facilities are going to be locked down tighter than a drum. Greek security officials, the source says, need to shore up defenses at so-called soft targets, hotels, nightclubs, restaurants, the kinds of attack points that Al-Qaeda and affiliated terror groups have preferred since the September 11th attacks. This week, Athens Mayor Dora Bakoyannis said all necessary steps have been taken to avoid an attack during the Games. It appears people are trusting the nearly $1 billion security effort that includes 50,000 police and soldiers. Olympic ticket sales and plane reservations to Greece are picking up. 1.5 million visitors are expected in August. Tom Goldman, NPR News.